All right, so we're taking a look at testosterone. We've got to get the 411 on that. Remember, exercise is a great way to increase testosterone levels, including strength training. Man, I tell you what, getting our proper rest, eating well, and exercising. Eating well, sleeping well, exercising well can help with testosterone levels. Now, that said, I know that many of you are married and you and your special someone really love each other. Husbands, I know so many of you. So many of you really love your wives. Wives, you really love your husbands. Keep this in mind. You may want to pass this on to your husbands, this information. Low testosterone levels can interfere with one of the ways that married couples like expressing their love for each other, through sexual love. Low testosterone levels can have an impact on sex. A drop in testosterone doesn't always interfere with sex, but it can make it more difficult for the brain and the body to get aroused. This isn't, again, just about attitude. Brain is involved with this. And the low testosterone levels can make it difficult for the brain to get aroused so that the body can get aroused. Some men may notice a drop in libido, while others may just lose interest in sex completely. Low testosterone can also make it difficult, harder, to either get an erection or to keep an erection once you do obtain that erection. Low testosterone levels. Sometimes, you know, we're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. There can be many reasons for some of these complications that come up in our lives. When it comes to difficulty with sex, if you have a little bit of age on you, you may be wanting to think about testosterone levels. How about testosterone and its connection with mood and thinking? Well, some men have subtle problems like mood changes, poor concentration, and less energy. These symptoms can easily be caused by other health problems, though, like anemia, depression, sleep troubles, or chronic illness. But also, like I said, be thinking about testosterone levels. How about infertility? How many of you men are looking forward to getting married and having babies? Or you're already married, and you and your wife have said, well, yeah, let's have 3 children. Or let's have 2 children. Let's have 4. Let's have 1. Well, testosterone helps a man's body make sperm. And when levels of the hormone are low, the sperm count can be low too. And without enough sperm, the man will not be able to father a child. So, wanting a baby, seems like there are complications. You may want to consider testosterone levels. Now, that said, what causes low testosterone? Well, getting older is the most common reason that testosterone levels dip. Illnesses are sometimes blamed too. And so you can think about this. Type 2 diabetes, problems with the liver, obesity, pituitary gland problems, testicle injuries, and tumors. Radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and steroid medicines can also affect testosterone levels. Now, any guess as to when you might want to consider being tested for your testosterone levels? Well, you may want to consider that if you have erectile dysfunction, again, difficulty obtaining and or maintaining an erection, lower sex drive, low sperm count, a loss of height, body hair, or muscle size. If you have an illness known to lower testosterone, your doctor may want to test your levels of testosterone. Testing for low testosterone is usually measured with a blood test done early in the morning when levels are at their highest. Normal levels range from 300 to 1,000 ng per deciliter, and your doctor may want to run this test a second time before actually diagnosing low testosterone. What about treatment for it? treating low testosterone. If you have low blood levels of testosterone and symptoms that affect your daily life, your doctor may suggest taking supplemental testosterone. Not everyone with low testosterone will need treatment. You may want to see a specialist to discuss the risks and the possible benefits of treatment. Look for a urologist or an endocrinologist, someone who actually treats hormone problems. How about testosterone replacement therapy? We've heard a bit about ladies with estrogen replacement therapy. How about men with testosterone replacement therapy? Well, if you need treatment, your doctor may prescribe testosterone to boost your levels. Some studies suggest that this can strengthen a man's muscles, protect his bones, and improve his sex drive while also improving erectile dysfunction and contributing to improved mood. But the effects can be very different from one man to the next. Testosterone injections is one of the ways that they go with this. It comes in several forms, including shots, gels, patches, but also tablets that you place on your gums. Injections are the least expensive option, but they can be painful. You take the shots every 2 to 4 weeks as prescribed by your doctor. You may also be able to get the medicine without injections by using a nasal pump. Your testosterone levels can swing up and down between doses. And I know that can be somewhat discouraging, but if you're taking it and it's working for you, and especially if you're not having any major side effects, well, to have things going right when it is working is better than it not working at all, ever. What about the testosterone gels or patches? They're placed directly on your skin. The hormone actually seeps through the skin and is slowly released into the blood. Because gels and patches are applied every day, they keep a steady level of testosterone. However, they can cause itching, irritation, and blisters at the spot where they're applied. Women and children should not touch skin that has been treated with a gel or patch. What about the tablets? They're placed on the gums above your incisors every 12 hours. As the gel-like tablet dissolves, it slowly releases testosterone. Gum tablets can cause a bitter taste, irritated mouth, tender gums, or headaches. Again, gum tablets. These side effects may get better, though, with time. You can actually eat, drink, and kiss women and children while using testosterone tablets. What are some of the risks of testosterone therapy? Well, some men may develop too many red blood cells. Some men may develop sleep apnea. Some may develop an enlarged prostate. Some may develop acne. The risks and the benefits of taking testosterone for many years are not known because large studies haven't been completed yet. Some researchers suggest there may be a higher risk of heart disease, but they're still checking into that. What about testosterone use and cancer? There is some concern that long-term use of testosterone may cause prostate cancer in older men. We talked just a few minutes ago about the risk of enlarged prostate. Now we're talking about the possibility of prostate cancer, particularly in older men. Men taking testosterone will need regular checkups to look for early signs of prostate cancer. And that covers all men over 50 or men over 40 with a family history of prostate cancer and all African-American men. If you're thinking about testosterone treatment, you may need to make sure that you're getting regular checkups to look specifically for early signs of prostate cancer. And again, that covers all men who are over 50, men who are only over 40 but have a family history of prostate cancer, and all African-American men. Are there any men who should not take testosterone, period? Yes. Men who have prostate or breast cancer, no testosterone. poorly controlled heart disease, no testosterone treatment. Untreated sleep apnea, leave the testosterone treatment alone. Too many red blood cells already, don't bother with the testosterone. If you have clotting disorders, leave the testosterone treatment alone. And remember what I shared with you. One of the ways that we can be about the business of increasing those testosterone levels by exercising. And think about covering the gamut, doing aerobic activities, stretching activities, strength training activities, pull-ups, push-ups, weight lifting. And if you need to, you know, get with your doctor. Let your doctor tell you what you're definitely safe participating in, what kinds of exercises you're safe participating in. And exercise, it can help so many facets of our well-being. You know, we've talked about what it does for the brain. We've talked about how it can increase endurance. We've talked about how it can help make stronger bones, actually reverse osteoporosis. And now, testosterone levels. Let's see what that does for us, what exercising on a regular basis can do for us in raising those testosterone levels and help us get back to normal. All right, when we come back, let's be ready to talk about love. It's going to be exciting.